Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
RADA's Extension officers are being trained to better meet the needs of farmers. We tell you more in today's program. And later, our proverb of the day. I'm Njui James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
The Jamaica Customs Agency invites you to its annual Customs Information Expo and Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29, in the courtyard at Customs House, Newport East, starting at 10 a.m. There'll be exciting booth presentations from Corporate Jamaica, guest appearances and performances, and lots of giveaways. Admission free! That's the Customs Information Fair and Customer Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29 at Customs House, Newport East, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
The Rural Agricultural Authority, RADA, will kick off a training program for its extension officers in greenhouse production techniques starting next month. The program is intended to boost competence in various areas to meet the needs of the country's farmers and help them remain up to date with best practices.
One is now a training program will get off the ground on the 2nd of February in training 26 officers who have not yet been trained in greenhouse production. So each parish will have at least 3 officers who can attend to greenhouse culture and practices.
Chief Executive Officer for RADA, Lenworth Fulton. RADA is also looking to train at least 1 land husbandry officer per parish and convene other training programs in 2015.
We want to follow with land husbandry, and we are continuing the training in the livestock area to bring the livestock up to speed, because we focus more in RADA on crops, which is a bias that is not healthy.
The authority is aiming to implement new systems for water harvesting in conjunction with the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO.
We too are thinking about farmers on mostly the southern side of Jamaica, where water is not abound. Rivers are few in numbers, and underground water resource, if available, is deep within the crust of our soil, which takes significant amount of money to lift that water and therefore make it unaffordable in most instances for irrigation purposes. And so we'll have to look on holdings of 15, 20 acres above and encourage farmers to do earthen ponds to suffice their crop needs and their animal needs. And so we are moving in this direction to improve agriculture.
RADA is now equipped with husbandry training manuals and extension kits, thanks to a donation from the FAO. Mr. Fulton says the material will mainly be used for 2 purposes.
And we promise to use them and to see how best we can improve not only the productivity in agriculture, but the consistency in which we will be able to deliver the supplies to our people, our hotels, our supermarkets, and so forth.
Chief Executive Officer of RADA, Lenworth Fulton.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for using class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, they're going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
And now for our proverb of the day.
When chicken tie up, cockroach want explanation.
Translation: when a chicken is tied up, the cockroach wants an explanation. And this means, when your enemies appear too feeble, friendly, or harmless, that's cause for suspicion. Be careful. And that's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Please join us again next time. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Njui James Sawyers, wishing you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.